Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. If you've ever enrolled in a real estate course and then found yourself 6 months later barely passed Unit 2, today's article is for you.
Self-paced sounds like the dream when you're juggling a job and a life. You think, great, I'll fit it in when I can.
And that is exactly the trap. The article puts it plainly. When nothing forces you to study this week, life happily fills the gap, and I'll get to it becomes the most expensive sentence in adult learning.
So is it just the people with more free time who actually finish? Because I hear that a lot.
No, and that's the whole point. The people who finish aren't the ones with endless spare time. They're the ones who gave the course a structure it doesn't give itself.
Right. The flexibility is real, but the course doesn't hand you a plan.
Exactly. The article is called How to Actually Finish a Self-Paced Online Course, and it runs through the practical habits that separate people who complete from the ones who stall out.
What's the first one?
Know roughly how long it takes. Certificate 4 and diploma qualifications typically take around 6 to 12 months self-paced. A registration-level course is faster. Knowing the rough size turns a vague someday into a real target.
Because you can actually plan around a real number.
And the article makes the point that if you put in a steady few hours a week, the timeline takes care of itself. If you wait for a clear month that never comes, it just stretches out forever.
A clear month never comes. That's just reality for anyone in real estate or thinking about getting into it.
So the single biggest habit, set a weekly rhythm. Pick a fixed time and treat it like a shift or a standing appointment. The article says 2 or 3 solid hours every week beats a heroic 8-hour weekend that keeps getting postponed.
Because that weekend keeps getting pushed.
The whole point is that a rhythm removes the daily decision. You're not deciding each evening whether to study. You decide it once. Now it just happens on Tuesday night or Sunday morning, whatever you chose.
Decision fatigue is real, especially after a full day on the road or on the phone.
Next, break your units into chunks. A whole unit of competency can feel like a wall. The fix is to not face the whole wall. Break each unit into small pieces and aim to finish one piece per session. Read this section. Draft that assessment answer. Review the part you found confusing.
Small targets get hit. Big ones get avoided.
And finishing a chunk gives you a small win every few days. Across a 6 to 12 month course, those wins are what keep momentum alive.
What about when you hit a unit that just doesn't click? I think a lot of people sit on that.
That's exactly what the article calls out as where most people go wrong. You hit something confusing, you decide you'll sort it out later, and you never do. The question just sits there, and the course stalls.
And weeks go by.
The fix is to ask the moment you're stuck, while the momentum is still there. With Archer, that means a real person on an Australian-based support team and assessors with industry experience who can explain a unit in plain terms.
I think people feel like reaching out is admitting they can't do it, but it's the opposite, isn't it?
Completely the opposite. The article is direct about it. Reaching out early is a habit of the people who finish, not a sign you're struggling.
What are the other habits?
Book your study blocks into your calendar as actual appointments with a reminder. When the block is in your calendar, you protect it the way you'd protect anything else in your diary. When it only lives in your head, it gets swallowed by everything else that does have a calendar entry.
Every meeting I've ever missed was one I didn't write down.
And track your progress. Keep a simple list of which units you finished and which are left. Seeing the finished pile grow keeps you motivated because progress is visible, and it shows you the finish line, so the course stops feeling endless.
That visible progress matters more than people think. You stop feeling like you're going in circles.
There's also a good note in the article for people who do fall behind. Return to your rhythm rather than trying to chase it all in one go. One big catch-up session rarely works. Getting back to the weekly habit does.
So if someone is listening to this and they want to get their real estate license, what's the single thing they should do first?
Pick your weekly study time before you do anything else. Not the enrollment, not the reading, the time slot. That's the article's first step, and it's the right one.
Lock it in like it's already in the diary.
You can read the full article on the Archer Institute blog. And if you want support while you study, Archer Institute offers nationally recognized online and self-paced real estate training with real Australian-based support. Call them on 1-800-069-273, and they'll help you set a study plan you can actually keep.
Worth a call if you're not sure where to start or which course suits where you are in your career.
The full article is on the Archer Institute blog. We'll see you next time.